This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get into the collapsing border, the U.S. government sending troops in eastern Ukraine trying to start a war with Russia, the Federal Reserve calling for world government, the global income tax. It's all official. YouTube wants a global authority over speech. I forgot to tell you about that little griblet of news. And we've got this huge vaccine news and rollout of that and all the different deaths and side effects and the attempts to cover all that up. They're now saying black people not wanting to take the shot is racist. It's because of racist white people. The ones they caught giving them syphilis and other diseases via vaccines, exactly. No, they're saying it's because blacks can't get the shot. No, they don't want the shot. Just like I saw the numbers, 40% of Marines say no to vaccine. That's in control groups that they already had authorized to take it, that they wanted to take it. It's more like 80% of the Marines aren't taking the shots. That's all coming up. But, you know, Prince Philip, 99 years old, Transylvanian king, not even British, 70-plus years ago married Queen Elizabeth. And there's some of the last photos of him a month and a half ago when he got out of the hospital after heart surgery and stuff. And, you know, the media's trying to spin things. They're like, well, because they had Meghan Merkel attack the royal family because they're white. People go, we're sick of cancel culture. Shut up, Merkel. But then now they're ignoring that Prince Philip said that black people weren't human beings and that he wanted to come back as a virus to kill 80% of the world's population. So that's how that whole left-right paradigm operates. So I haven't talked about him since he died 4 or 5 days ago, just because I've had other things to do. But, you know, why see him in death? We put on screen, they have released a colorized photo of him at birth just today. This is an exclusive. Ladies and gentlemen, look how cute that is. You can see he's male right there. That is Prince Philip 99 years ago. And back then they had x-ray photos. The royalty wanted to check the babies. And so they colorized it. But wow, that is Prince Philip at birth. That was taken second. You can see his little hands covering his eyes. It was so bright under those lights there in the maternity ward. And I guess he was born in Greece, King of Greece. But there it is, ladies and gentlemen. What a little sweetie pie. What a cutie cake. And don't be mean. I mean, if you notice any anomalies or anything, it's not a big deal. It's an actual photo of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, consort, the Queen Elizabeth II of Britannia, Saxe-Coburg, Gotha, Mountbatten of the House of Dragon. How dare you say he's a vampiric-looking individual? Actual? There you go. Exactly. Actual photos. We're having a little fun here. Let me actually tell you what this is. Overhead shot, please. This is what a baby bat in the womb looks like. And the left is all cooing over how cute it is. Well, it's a human baby, they'd want to kill it. So there's the whole joke. There's the direct line of Count Dracula, who wasn't really a vampire, though he did. His descendants actually bathed in blood and drank blood. I think one of his granddaughters did, famously. But he would put people on poles. He was Vlad the Impaler. So I decided to make the little joke out of that. So that's called satire. Snopes will probably edit the video or the Southern Poverty Law Center or something and say, there's Prince Philip with the Nazis. But that's okay because Tim Cook's gay. And, of course, his son, Prince Charles, hangs out with Jimmy Savile, had the highest level security clearance, who ran sex dungeons with kidnapped children. They'd lay out plastic and then slit their throats. Not Prince Charles. He never got implicated in that, just his private sex butler. So there it is. But, hey, he's royalty, so let's not talk about it. And, again, they have that whole Meghan Merkel thing, and Prince Harry is not from the royal line. Princess Diana had sex with the head of the guards. That's well known. And then that's it. And so they put him in the whole time of this political correct deal. Everybody's sick of to make the royals look good. That's all that is. But if we get down to real racism, real elitism, real globalism, real blood of children being transfused into them, that's all confirmed. I tell you that 20 years ago, now it's mainstream news. That's what we're talking about. So, did you know? Oh my gosh, photos of the newborn Prince Philip released 99 years ago today. Wow, isn't that sweet? We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The new Atlantis is our republic. And it might have gotten taken over by groups and organizations that wanted to scuttle that. But America is the escape pod. And that's why you see such a fight to bring our beautiful republic and our great idea down. But the New World Order will fail in the end because their globalism is the false globalism. There will be a real globalism of humanity united under God. And that is coming on the other side of this fight. We're coming to your town because we're an American band. All right, Alex Jones here, your host. I want to give the number out in this segment to start taking calls next segment on anything I've covered. All I ask today is it be first-time callers. You want to get into the open borders, the FBI saying, hey, we just let smugglers bring kids in, give them to people with no records. We exclusively aired yesterday, in fact, I've got my yesterday clip. I might play this here on the big show because we're on hundreds of stations right now. Witnesses told us inside a man was saying, I want that woman, I want that woman, I want this woman. We had a law enforcement lady undercover in there, local law enforcement. I'll just leave it at that. And we've been sent there by the Border Patrol sources. And we met with the highest levels of law enforcement in the area. So when the media tries to spin, oh, this is all fake. Yeah, right. Yeah, you wish it was fake. We learned that men were inside that had come down and given money to the, quote, Catholic charity. That's about as Catholic as a $3 bill. It's as phony as a $3 bill. And they were picking these women and children up, and they wanted women that didn't have men with them. For labor and to teach them the way of God the way they were going to teach them. And let me tell you, the creep factor on this is out of a 1 out of a 10, it's about an 11, to quote your Spinal Tap stuff right there. So this is the complete collapse of the border, totally insane. I'm going to actually play a clip of that last segment of this hour, but here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And if you're outside the U.S. and your toll-free number doesn't work for you, 512-646-1776, the country code, 512-646-1776. And we're still here in defiance of the globalist. Still on air fighting, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to you. So I want to take your calls on all of these issues, and I really look forward to doing that. One thing I didn't get to with the, it's not even the ADL now. It's, I mean, the ADL was not as bad under Abe Foxman. It's much worse under the new guy because he's actually an Obama, works for Obama directly, and which is basically a jihadi. So now it's like a jihadi worship, open border worship, actually anti-Israel facility. Again, I'm not even against Israel. That's what I'm saying here. I believe people have a right to a homeland. But if you go look what the ADL does today, the ADL actually now wants a two-state solution. That's older ADL doctrine when they said you can't have replacement migration in Israel because if you bring in a majority of people from outside, especially Muslims, they'll overthrow us and kick us out, which is, of course, is true. I mean, we could bring in all these people from Latin America and teach them how to be Americans. They make great people. They're awesome. Hell, most people I know, they're listeners. I go to events. Half of them are people that came here legally from all over the world. But a lot of them are Latin American. They're great people. But they came here legally because they wanted to get away from communism, not come here and become it again. So that's why I never really attack the ADL or groups, because it's different factions and it feeds into what they want. At the left is infighting, but at a certain point, it's just too much. Because Tucker Carlson reads from the official Democratic Party doctrine, he's now a Nazi. How dare you? Tucker Carlson's family fought the Nazis. My family fought the Nazis. How dare you? How dare you come here when we saved you and do this to us? How dare you? You have any decency, you'll cease and desist. It's disgusting. I actually know about Tucker Carlson's family and what they've done for this country. People that know that stuff know that stuff. You don't know anything about it. How dare you? Disgusting. We talk about that. But let's hit this right now before we go to break and come back with your calls. And I'm just going to have time to read you the stack, because it's like 50 articles. Now get ready for this. You got to go check these out for yourself. Before I hit these, I thought I would just read this. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. This is over 10 years ago in the Times of London, saying that Bill Gates and others met in secret to discuss world government to carry out depopulation. Right here at the end, they talk about the world government they are forming. Let us continue. The island of St. Vincent is holding everyone hostage so they take vaccines, saying you can't leave with a volcano going off. Total tyranny. Only vaccinated people can be evacuated from island to escape volcano, says Prime Minister. InfoWars.com. 1 in 4 Brits will refuse to go to pubs or restaurants if they have to show a vaccine passport. That's fine. Next, we'll be able to shop at a grocery store. This is a takeover. When police start raiding our churches, you know the revolution has begun. They are SWAT teaming churches all over Canada, all over Australia, all over England, but everything else can stay open. This is total communism. Big report at band.video that just got posted. Bill Gates admits to human depopulation program. See the monster for yourself. Supreme Court rules against Governor Newsom's limits on in-home religious gatherings. Yeah, they want Soviet-style even banning those. Human rights lawyer goes off on California Board of Education for wanting to secretly vaccinate children without telling their parents. Huge video. We'll play at the start of the next segment. We'll just call her a Nazi and have her taken away. COVID vaccine clinic at Dick's Sporting Goods canceled after many sent to the hospital sick. Collapsing. But they say that's just part of it. It's normal. It's also normal, like Marvelous Marvin Hagler and Hank Aaron and now DMX all dying. Nearly 40%, if I took a shot, nearly 40% of Marines have declined COVID-19 vaccines. Actually, read the number. The vast majority have actually refused. They're just spitting the numbers. You got to go read it for yourself. Again, report, rapper DMX received COVID jab before suffering fatal heart attack. Brzezinski, it's infinitely easier to kill a million people, including Americans, than it is to control them. That's the adopted plan. Real world Israeli study shows South African variant can break through Pfizer vaccine. That's what all the scientists said a year ago. You can't have one for the common cold because it always mutates, and that's what COVID's based on. all a fraud. But no, now you got to have a shot for every new variant every few weeks. You shall still be wearing a mask even if you got the COVID-19 vaccine. Here's why. See, never take the mask off. Once they get you in the trap, they never let you out of the trap. Now they're trying to say children are all these bug monsters. They've all got to wear a mask. They've all got to take shots forever. Oh, the cult never ends. You know, all the studies show if you're not in contact with people, you have no immune system, it gets sicker. They're teaching us we're all dirty, we're all bad for depopulation. SPARS plan 2025-2028, page 64, said, oh, there's going to be neurological disorders from the vaccine, but we'll just claim it's a new virus doing it. Well, now here it is. 1 in 3 COVID survivors develop neurological or psychotic problems within 6 months. Yeah, because they've taken the vaccine. That's in the studies. It does all of that. That's just some of the news. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. The globalists have made their move. The designed great reset collapse of the society is now. Doesn't matter if you're black, white, Christian, Jewish, old, young, Muslim. You're all under globalist attack. That's why they're dividing and conquering us. Come together.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks. Lee Dundas is a constitutional lawyer out in California. She was at a Orange County event where they're talking about inoculating children without parental consent and more. She points out it's not a vaccine, it's gene therapy, and it violates law. This is not an approved vaccine. It's why they can't order the military to take it. And they can't order you to take any vaccine. But it's all pure intimidation. And then, during the break, I go, let me go to InfoWars.com. I haven't checked my own site in about 15 minutes. Boom! You know that big church in Canada? Alberta, Canada, that they put the fence up around because they refuse to stay closed, but the Walmart stays open down the street? Call the left, see what they can do? They attacked it with 200 armed police in riot gear like out of Tiananmen Square. And I'm watching, we're getting the clips right now. We'll have it next segment for you. I'm going to take some calls, too, but here's the footage out of Orange County.
Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. Late last week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clayton Shaw and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Al Maharas, during which time they apparently tried to find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason that kids cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country, and it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions, and that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every damned ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study, and then they didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study. The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death, okay? And he was part of the SS, and in 1943 he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet. You can Google it. You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror communist death squads in the early 1900s, and those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katya. Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Cioma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history. The Third Reich did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended in 1946 when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death. It ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code so we would never repeat the sins of history. And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential. Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharas, you are hereby on notice. Last week, you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA, as well as California state law, which punishes, and I quote, the willful failure to obtain a subject's informed consent by imprisonment in county jail for 1 year or the imposition of a $50,000 fine or both. Through the planned insertion of experimental gene-altering protocols onto the very children, you were elected and charged with protecting. And tonight we are asking the Board of Education for an immediate letter of censure to these individuals. And if they don't resign, for an immediate notice of termination. And that letter also needs to go to the professional boards because they have no business being in these positions. So help me God, the people of Orange County will hold this policy to account.
Okay, I want to get her on as a guest, probably a talk show host. I mean, I love my wife, but I may have to marry her. My spirit animal wife is that lady. Wow, that's the spirit we need. I love it. I love it. And she had 3 minutes to talk, and she blasted them with pure truth. Hey, Owen Schroeder does a great job, and he works so many hours. He's going on the border tomorrow, and he was going to be hosting remotely today. I'm going to give him the day off. He deserves it. You're going to get 4 hours of Alex Jones tonight on Sunday. I'm hosting hour number 3 and hour number 4. And there's only 6 minutes of ads an hour then. We just have ads for local stations. So Sunday Live is going to be hosted by yours truly tonight. So look for that. I know Patrick Halley was scheduled to be on with the guests. So they want to come on second hour. I'm happy to talk to those guys as well. But I see these loaded lines with Lissa and Ken and Andrew and Willard and Lucy and Matt and Elizabeth and Kevin and Kevin and Corey and Troy. I'm going to your calls on the other side, and we'll probably get to all these this hour in the next 2 seconds. But if we don't, it's okay, because Tim Cook runs Death Camps. So that's all coming up today. And we're going to ask the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, Democratic Party, why do you help Apple and others run death camps? Well, you tell us if we love the Second Amendment or America or low taxes, we're Nazis. We're sick of being called that, man. And I've got all the footage of Antifa burning more police stations down. Did you know now that it'd be okay if Hitler killed all those people if he was gay? I don't care if you're gay, actually. My point is that Tim Cook's gay. They go, well, it's okay if he runs death camps in China. I mean, he's gay. I mean, he rides a bicycle to work. I mean, you know, it's like Pete Buttigieg. I mean, it's not to me. It's not some feat that Pete's, you know, he's got boyfriends. Oh, wow. That's so impressive, Pete. And what else do you do? You stay on your head? But then he gets on his bike and stages all of that and rides one block to the White House saying he rode in 10 miles. He's a fraud. And that's why I don't like Tim Cook or Pete Buttigieg or any of these people. We're going to go to break, come right back to your phone calls. But let me just throw this out there. We had 2000 Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that I'd even forgotten we had. 3-hour, you know, documentary film made 14 years ago. Evergreen, exposes the whole globalist great reset depopulation. I mentioned we only had 2000. They all sold in one day. So I ordered 20,000 a month ago. They came in Friday on an 18-wheeler from Chicago. The levee broke from Chicago, and in came all those DVDs. And I'm selling them for $14.95 for one, $9.95 for two, $8.95 for three. If you buy five, they're $5.95 a piece. And when you buy 10, they're $3.95 apiece. That's 74% off. In the age of censorship, and this thing was number one on Amazon until they took it down, have the hard copy. It has a zero country code on it, meaning anybody can make copies anywhere in the world. So if you're in Australia, it's worth it to jump to the hoops to order 10 of these, get them in your country and make copies and wake them up. Because people watch this now, they were freaked out. This was number one on Amazon 14 years ago. We sold 300,000 copies of this on Amazon alone when it came out on 14 years ago. I helped fund the operation with this. I was selling them for $19 then. I'm selling them basically right at almost cost for you at InfoWarsStore.com when you get a 10-pack. But get one. Make copies of it. I don't care. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Must have it in your library. Donate it to your local library. Give it to your police chief, your mayor, your pastor. It's incredible. It's like what's happening now. The Great Reset, Endgame, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And our sale on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, a liquid multivitamin, highest quality for adults, children, old folks, so important for your immune system. It's getting in a few days. We're about to sell out of it again. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well.
I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Cover what's happening in Canada, where their SWAT team raiding churches now with hundreds of riot police, coming up here in just a moment. But I wanted to air this very important report for all of you that really illustrates exactly what we're facing. This is from 1995. It got reposted at band.video as the Jeff Davis Show, which was a local access show that did a great job, but technically this was not from the Jeff Davis Show. I remember when he aired this, he'd air this all the time starting back in like 1995, Where did he get it? He didn't know. So the providence of this video is not known. And so I'm simply asking everybody that watches this, millions of people tonight, to email us at showtips@infowars.com so I can find this church or group that made this about the mark of the beast and get them on 26, 27, 28, 29 years later and find out, you know, how they were so prescient about what's going on, because a lot of this dovetails with what's happening today. If you want to see this full video and you're a radio listener, it's posted at band.video. It's titled 1997 Mark of the Beast. Here it is.
And now, the XYZ Evening News with Donald Quick.
Good evening. I'm Donald Quick with the XYZ Evening News. Tonight, we have a special report on the new economic system that went into effect just last week. Our special news correspondent, Shirley McMedia, brings you this report from a local supermarket. Shirley?
Thanks, Don. Behind me, you'll see what looks like a normal line of customers paying for their groceries. But if you look very closely, you'll see that they're paying without money. All the customers have to do is place their hand over the laser scanner. It reads their personal identification number, then subtracts the amount of money they're paying for their groceries from the credit they have in their bank account. We've come down here to get the enthusiastic reactions of some of the first people to receive their credit marks. Ma'am, what do you think of the new cashless credit system?
Oh, goodness, it's wonderful. I don't have to fiddle around in my purse anymore looking for change or write checks. It makes life so simple.
Oh, the mark? I mean, it's just totally cool. It's like my own personal number on my body. Nobody can take it. I can't even lose it. Nobody can steal it. It's totally awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad I got the mark. I feel a lot safer now, and I'm glad they made it mandatory. I think it'll make it easier for the law enforcement agencies to keep it. To keep track on the criminals, and I think society will be a lot safer.
Yeah, come on, look. See, it's got a...
And speaking of criminals, the government has issued a law making it illegal to buy or sell without the new credit mark. It is a criminal offense to refuse to get your own personal identification number. Shirley McMedia, XYZ News at your local supermarket. Back to you, Don.
Thanks, Shirley. You may be wondering, why would anyone want to refuse to get a credit mark anyway? Here's an interview with a religious fanatic who was picked up just this afternoon for failing to have a credit mark. In fact, he was picked up in front of a credit registration center for passing out pamphlets claiming to expose the new world credit system as a sort of, quote, satanic conspiracy.
To take the mark.
Because the Bible warns all true Christians not to take the mark, or to worship the world dictator, which is known as the Antichrist in the Bible.
So do you believe this is worth going to prison or even dying
for? Of course I do. You know, I was arrested for warning other people about taking the mark before it's too late. You know, the Antichrist is going to be destroyed, and Jesus is coming back soon. And also it says...
Now with me on the show tonight is Pastor Dumkoff, the pastor of one of the largest and most respected churches in our city. Pastor Dumkoff, does the Bible really say that it's wrong to respect, honor, and worship our great world leader?
Oh, no, Don. No. I personally have received the mark myself, and I've advised my congregation to do the same. It's mostly just these, like, religious fanatics who freak out about these type of things. But if you would read the Bible, it clearly states in Romans 13, chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, that Christians should submit to the higher powers, as well as 1 Peter 2:17 that tells us to honor the king. So what could possibly be wrong with submitting to and worshiping our great world leader who's restored order to the world after the economic crash? It's just another level that the church is moving on to, and we're very excited about all the good things that the new world order is accomplishing.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Now on to our next news feature. Although the economic outlook brightened considerably in the last week, the country has been rocked by a series of unprecedented natural disasters that have left relief and law enforcement agencies struggling to maintain law and order. Tornadoes have been ravaging the Midwest, and California was struck by the third major...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we want to find out who put this piece out. The full piece is at band.video, and there it goes. So that's like 26, 27, 28 years old at least. Let's go to Elizabeth in Florida. Thanks for holding. Plenty of time for all the callers. I'm going to host into Sunday Live next hour. Go ahead, Elizabeth, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First of all, I'm not sure if you know who I am or not, but I want you to know that I like you and respect you very much without any filters or go-betweens or anything else. But that being said...
Well, I appreciate you. Go ahead.
I did some research, and I want to give this to you. Basically, I know she was talking about the Nuremberg Code in that clip that you played. And the Nuremberg Code, we have opted in sort of by proxy, but it's never been codified as part of our law in the United States. Through the Hippocratic Oath, they said, well, doctors should respect all life. Well, the Hippocratic Oath has been changed 6 times since then, and it doesn't really say that at all.
Well, that's right. About 20 years ago, they began to get rid of it at most medical schools.
Exactly. So, you know, some people say, well, okay, we're part of UNESCO, but we didn't opt into the World Court, so that's pretty useless as a remedy. And also, I don't know if this fits in anywhere, but Obama signed that executive order approving behavioral experiments on the American public. The American people have been subject to so much experimentation over the course of, you know, at least the last century or more, that something really has to give here. And when I get up this morning and I read the New York Times and I see them still touting these vaccines after your SPARS amazing broadcast, amazing, outstanding, award-winning. I mean, I think you should win something for that. It was so out there and so...
Well, we're going to do a whole part two on that because it's all parallel. It's incredible. And I mean, let's raise this. Obama, 9-10 years ago, the headline, legalizes domestic propaganda. That was real. Everything else was beta test. Then they went real weaponized, race war, culture war. CIA, at that point, legalized it. Trump never figured it out, never was able to reverse it because he was so compartmentalized. That's why they were so scared. He almost ended it. He did get us out of UNESCO. The UN was in control of our border policy. They're back in control again. Isn't it incredible, though, to be in beta New World Order and now be in operational New World Order?
It is scary as hell. And I don't think people realize the risk that we are under at this very moment.
Oh, ma'am, every instinct I've got is just to find the middle of nowhere place in the desert where nobody wants to go and just dig in. I mean, this is moving so fast. The lockdowns we just saw are just the prelude. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in 2 years when tens of millions are dying from these vaccines?
We're going to be the people curating these individuals. We're going to be the people taking care of everyone because...
Exactly. And then they're going to say, though, that, oh, the new virus got them because we didn't take the shot. And logic won't matter at that point.
No, it's the shot that caused the whole thing. It's the shot that's going to kill people, not the fake virus.
Powerfully said, Elizabeth. And don't worry, callers. Owen's going to pop in. He's going to the border tomorrow, so he's getting ready for that. He'll pop in at the start of the next hour. I'll continue on with your calls. And then I think Patrick Halley was nice enough to host some of the shows. Got some special guests, so I don't want to totally cancel him. I didn't know he was coming up. I thought I'd guest host with Owen, then I learned he's getting ready to go to the border. So there's just a lot happening here. We'll be right back with more of your calls in a few minutes. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto shipping your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That looks like thousands of people. Thousands of people. Stories on InfoWars.com. From NationalFile.com. It's on InfoWars.com. Video. 200 armed riot police break up Christian church service. Looks like thousands of people who saw this big church in Canada shut down. A mile away is a Walmart. 2 miles away is another big store. They can do whatever they want. They can have full parking lots, whatever. But the police, literally like something out of a nightmare science fiction movie, show up and start attacking them because you're not allowed to gather, period. These are just shameful people. My God, this is like Poland under the Soviets. It's like Russia under the Soviets. This is like North Korea. Go ahead and roll this video with audio. Start it over, please.
Now the shock troops are coming.
Wow, this is real. So 200 cops against hundreds of thousands of Christians. Monsters. God, they're monsters.
They have gas masks, so they're getting ready for pepper
all in their COVID cult. Look, how half the cops are women.
200 cops now. Communists and Nazis need to be protected from churches. They're on the wrong side. The police.
So we're at close to 200 cops now. Gas masks.
Oh, they work for the
visors and stuff. Gas masks.
Tell my daughter tonight that the police are here.
200 cops.
This is the new Waco.
A helicopter.
Men in uniform.
This happened just hours ago
for one church.
I would have led the show with this. Tiananmen Square, you know, now happening in Canada, and they can't get all the churches. So they're doing this as an example. Wow, video, 200 armed police, riot police break up Christian church service. They begin assaulting them. Scroll down. There's more videos getting posted. They started pushing people out of the area. Thousands of Christians showed up. Beautiful job. We just got to keep fighting peacefully for the truth. And we have all the footage out of the UK of them coming in and breaking up churches. This is the true face of the Marxist globalist evil. Oh, but don't worry, little Nass. In fact, let's cover this now, and then I'll go to your calls. So I'm doing the whole next hour to go to your calls. Everybody's told me, but I'll go to some of you here in a minute. But little Nass, who mainly does children's programs and does Sesame Street programs with Elmo, that's had its own connection to pedophilia and own police investigations with underage sex. He does. He rides a stripper pole. He has sex with the devil, then kills the devil, becomes Satan. Well, now they have put out on a popular video game, and he's endorsed this, called Animal Crossing, where the children can play the part of the devil on the children video game and have sex with Satan, and then little Nass character, that's a new skin, a new character, you can now become the devil and then have anal sex with the devil. And you're little, and you go into a satanic temple, you have sex with Satan, and then you become Satan. So people are like, oh, well, you know, he's a children's music guy, but now he does shows to Sesame Street. But now, you know, he's an adult. He wants to have sex with Satan, you know, free speech. But the ADL doesn't want to have girls and have free speech. And now they have sex, and he kills the devil and becomes the devil. So all of that gets free speech. And it goes on and on. Elmo puppeteer Kevin Clash resigns as second man files lawsuit over new underage sex allegations. Well, that's Elmo, but maybe that guy's innocent. Let's just go back to the video for TV viewers of the video game on average for 10-year-old girls, is what it's basically listed as a girl's video game and little boy's video game, where you're not a little girl anymore wearing one of the little George Soros pink hats. You now turn into the devil, and you go have sex with Satan, and you become Satan. You're impregnated by Satan, and then you become Satan. And this is their revolution, just getting you used to it, and now forced inoculations, all of it. They are just putting it all in your face. Wow. Again, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show every Sunday night, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be hosting the first hour, at least, of Sunday Live. So I forgot, Owen is dispatching back down to the border with crew tonight or tomorrow morning. So I'll be hosting, and Patrick Halley was asked to do some of it. So he'll be doing the fourth hour with two special guests on the whole trial going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and more. So that's coming up. Please don't forget, without you, we won't be here. We're about to end a big sale that is 40% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and the key amino acids that you need for your immune system. Adults, children, old people, young people, black, white, everybody needs it, especially folks with dark skin that aren't getting enough sun year-round. You don't produce D3 unless you ingest it. And so it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call 888-253-3139. You can get it with our Winter Sun highest quality organic vitamin D3 with vitamin K, key to your immune system, key to your cells, mitochondria, and warding off things. That is 50% off together, 100% review on that combo. That's also a combo. You can 50% off Ultra 12 or vitamin B12 with vitamin refusion as well. That's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, that particular combo is vitamin refusion with Ultra 12. It's 50% off vitamin refusion with Winter Sun as well, or they're 40% off individually. All right, we've got a bunch of callers holding. Let's go to Kevin in Los Angeles. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello.
All right.
Hello, Alex.
Yeah, a little bit of audio problem there. Go ahead and try again. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to speak to you.
Nice talk to you, brother. Go ahead.
I wanted to comment on Max Kaiser. I'm first, let me preface with this. Max Kaiser is a really decent man, and I respect him. And he got me involved in cryptocurrency in 2012, 2013. I bought Bitcoin. And I invested about $5,000 worth into Bitcoin alone, because that's all there was. And but he's a well-known, what we call in the industry, a Bitcoin maxi. And he's all about Bitcoin. Nothing else matters. And I think that's the wrong attitude, especially knowing what I know. He talks about CBDC, central bank digital currencies. I speak about them, too, but I also know that the central banks were building on a private network that was given to them by a company called Ripple, and they have an XRP token that they are going to utilize, and the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, they're all signed on, the ECB, the IMF, the World Bank.
Let me ask you this way. Because, I mean, that's the problem. I never got into Bitcoin, all the fighting about it, all the endless this, that. Is there an article about this? Is there someplace I can go read your synopsis?
Well, I haven't wrote anything about it, but I do have a Pinterest blog, I guess, a blog that I post a lot of content on.
Okay, so you have written about it. So tell us about that.
Well, it's a blog. It's
all right, listen, brother. Here's the deal. I'm talking about collapsing borders, world government, new world order, all that stuff. Cryptocurrencies are great, whatever. I'm just saying, talk to me like I'm 5 years old. I mean, what's the bottom line? You're saying you don't like Bitcoin.
No, it's not that I don't like Bitcoin. I still own Bitcoin, but I have a lot of other coins, and my
coin. So you don't like Max Kaiser being Bitcoin centric. I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Kevin. I really do. I'm just not smart enough about that to be able to have some discussion with you. I mean, it's like some aficionado of 57 Chevys, and they're telling me about the type of heads it's got. Or I don't know about it. I know about the combustion engine. I don't know about 57 Chevys. You know what I mean? Okay. Listen, I'm going to start the next hour. And we call it Sunday Live. And we did this during the election. I may give the crew a break. I may cancel Sunday Live soon. I'm not going to cancel this Sunday show. I've been doing the Alex Jones show for 15, 16 years from 4 to 6 p.m. But it kind of be fair to my crew, though, making them up here on Sunday do more. We may not even do it in a couple of weeks because we got so much to do in the field, so much happening. It's like a specialty show we did 6 to 8 p.m. But tonight, it'll still be live. And so Sunday Live is coming up. Some stations carry it, some don't. But if they're not, go to band.video or infowars.com/show right now, and or just keep watching the main network feed at infowars.com, and I'm going to come back and get an update on Owen, going to the board tomorrow, and then I'm going to just run through your calls. Lisa, Ken, Andrew, Willard, Lucy, Matt, Kevin, Corey, and Troy. Really appreciate you all. That's it for the Sunday Alex Jones Show. Sunday Live is coming up in 2 minutes.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.